Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
This is Dario Ford, history graduate of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, July 5, 1628, Sir Charles Wolverstone arrived on the island of Barbados, where he established a settlement called the Bridge, later known as Brechon. The name was derived from a bridge which had been previously built by the earlier Amerindian settlers. The Brechon settlement was an interesting turning point in Barbados' history. Under the authority of James Hale, the Earl of Carlisle, and Colonel Marmaduke Royden's syndicate of London merchants, to whom Carlisle was indebted, Wolverstone arrived with 64 persons to establish a new settlement in the area now known as Carlisle Bay. What was most interesting about this settlement was the fact that Wolverstone and his men were not the first Englishmen to arrive on Barbados. According to the history, in 1627, there was a previous settlement on the leeward side of the island at the area called Jamestown, which is now today Houghton. This earlier settlement was under the Courtine Brothers, a London-based merchant company. John Powell had settled the island for Courtine and established himself as governor. Although Courtine had been given the original patent, King Charles I later transferred control of the Caribbean islands to James Hill, the Earl of Carlisle, by royal patent. Thus, Wolverstone's arrival to the island created a conflict between the leeward men of Courtine supporters and the windward men of Carlisle settlement. Wolverstone was to establish himself as governor and take control of the island in its entirety, including the previous Jamestown settlement. This led to a system of coups, kidnappings, and counterattacks between the two settlements. In fact, Wolverstone sought to strengthen his position by excluding all of Courtine's men from the appointment of 12 justices of peace, as stated by Hilary Beckles. This area called the Bridge became the central point of Carlisle's authority and later developed into what would become the capital of the island. In addition, the site of the original landing became known as Carlisle Bay. Thus, on this day, July 5, 1628, the area known as Bridgetown was settled by Sir Charles Wolverstone under the direction of James Hill, the Earl of Carlisle.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.